You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In an earlier blog, I listed the 12-step process you can use to develop a winning bid, and in my last podcast, I talked about the strategy session and the kickoff steps. If you missed it, visit my website. So now I'm covering step number 5, pricing. While my book focuses on the written proposal response, pricing is obviously important, not just from a price perspective, but because it drives your overall strategy and your solution. Here's a little bit of information on pricing as part of the steps. There is more in the book. While a well-developed, persuasive proposal is a prerequisite for winning a scored RFP response, pricing could be the tipping factor. The RFP approach used by the client can provide you with insight on how this will factor into the final decision and how you need to develop your overall strategy. Whether the client will take the price as is or negotiate with a preferred proponent is one of the key issues you need to identify. Understanding the pricing structure and considering what level of detail the client is asking for and why will also help you with your approach. Sometimes the details are requested to verify that you've adequately priced the service delivery, and wise clients won't award a contract to a company who won't be able to afford to provide the necessary services. That's a recipe for disaster. For some services that are very labor-based, asking for the proposed hours and the related labor rates lets a client reverse engineer your pricing and make sure you're pricing the full service you're proposing. Asking for pricing details is also a way to more appropriately compare different bidders and facilitate negotiation on pricing. Although you need to clearly understand the pricing model, the client expects it as a part of the proposal submission, and you will provide it to them in the format and structure they require. However, you may want to propose an alternate model based on your own experience and your own advantages. The pricing model in the RFP may be based on what the client feels comfortable with for best pricing, and so that the client can get information they can use for their negotiation process. There may be better ways to handle pricing that reduce risk or make service changes more flexible. In addition, if your product or service approach is different, there may be a pricing model that makes them more attractive. By making an alternative proposal and clearly identifying the reason for it, as long as it isn't prohibited in the RFP, you could be at an advantage. It's important, however, to provide pricing in accordance with the RFP requirements to avoid being disqualified or disadvantaged. If a client doesn't get what they expect and can't compare you with others the way they expect, the client may not look favorably on your approach, even if you have a compelling reason for your alternate methods. From a strategic perspective, if you feel your costs, and therefore your pricing, won't be the lowest, take the time to explain it in your proposal in a way that makes the reviewers question the other lower bids. So there you have it. I've just covered step 5 of the 12-step process. In my next podcast, I'll deal with step 6, your service solution. And when it comes to pricing, it doesn't cost you anything to ask me questions or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to howtowinmorebusiness.com. Our contact info is on the website. I'd love to hear from you. And this topic comes directly from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, available online and Amazon. To help your marketing staff or trade association, contact me directly for volume discounts. And don't forget to ask about my seminars, workshops, and proposal review services. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.